The Pasuk states, V'na'adithi Shamal Levnei Yisrael V'nikdash B'chvodi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will let myself be known to Bnei Yisrael, and I will sanctify B'chvodi, my honor. And the Gemara in Tzvachim, Daf Kuf Tes Zayin Rebeis, tells us, Darshin Zeh Pasuk Al Tikri B'chvodi Ela B'mechubadi. Don't read it as my honor, as chvodi. Rather, mechubadi, those who are my honored ones, the individuals, mechubadim, my most precious ones. What this means is that the day the Mishkan will be constructed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will let myself be known, and there's going to be a kedusha, a sanctification through his most honored and precious, respected members of Klal Yisrael. It was understood that the life of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's most precious and dedicated servants will be extracted from this world as a Kiddush Hashem on the day of Hakamas HaMishkan. The day that the Mishkan will be erected, Mechubadi, my honored ones, will be taken as a Kiddush of a Kiddush Hashem, as a sanctification. And this turned out to be none other than Nadav Vaviu, two sons of Aaron HaKohen. Now, after Nadav and Avihu were taken from this world, Moshe Rabbeinu turns to Aaron HaKohen. He remarks that Moshe was under the impression that it would be either him, Moshe Rabbeinu himself, or Aaron, the ones chosen as the most precious servants of Hashem, the Mechubadi. But in the end, it turns out it was Nadav Avihu. That's what the Medrash says. That's what the Gemara says. The Chasam Sofer asks two unbelievable questions. Firstly, he says Moshe Rabbeinu was the Adam Mikol Adam. He was the humbler than any other person on earth. And why suddenly are we seeing Moshe Rabbeinu assume that he was of the Mechubadim, that he was the most precious student, the most precious Eved of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And secondly, he asks, Chazal teaches that the Tzaddik dies on the day he was born. HaKadosh Baruch Hu exacts the amount of years and days of a Tzaddik. Moshe Rabbeinu, as we know, was born in Zayin Adar. The Hakamas HaMishkan was on Alf Nisan. So even if Moshe Rabbeinu thought of himself as a tzaddik, it could not have been his life that was taken, since he wasn't born in Alf Nisan, born in Zayin Adar. So it certainly couldn't be him who was Mechubadi. So the Chasam Sofer says a gewaltige thing. He says there are two types of tzaddikim in this world. There's the tzaddik who was born as a tzaddik. He was born with this great titkus, and that tzaddik dies on the day he was born. But then there are the other types of tzaddikim who were not born as tzaddikim but became tzaddikim. They became great. They made themselves great. They earned titkus through the great efforts and toil, through amelus, through yigia. And these tzaddikim have a different yom leida. Their day of birth is not calculated from when they were physically born, from when they came into the world, but rather their Yom HaLeda is when they were spiritually born. The second type of tzaddik, although incredibly impressive, is not as great a tzaddik as the one who was born into the world. The highest tzaddik is the tzaddik who came into the world as a tzaddik, his birthday, and that tzaddik dies on his birthday. The second tzaddik became a tzaddik. Now the day he became a tzaddik, that's Yom HaLeda for him, and he dies on that day he became a tzaddik. That's what the Chasam Sofer says. In his great humility, his great anivus, Moshe Rabbeinu thought that he was only the second type of tzaddik. He was a type of tzaddik who had to work on himself. He earned the status, he earned the stature over time. And when did he experience his greatness? When did he experience his tzidkus? The Chasam Sofer explains that when the first mitzvah was given, HaChodesh HaZelachem was given both to Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron together, as the Pasuk says in Parshas Bo. And it was given on Alf Nisan. So Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron were born. They became tzaddikim on Alf Nisan. They first got the first mitzvah. That was when they achieved the stature of being a tzaddik. Alf Nisan. Alternatively, he said, maybe when Moshe Rabbeinu first had his nevuah, when he encountered the snei, stumbled over the burning bush, he heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu talk to him. That was also Alf Nisan. Either way, Moshe Rabbeinu thought that since Alf Nisan was the day he and Aaron were spiritually born, it would be one of them whose life would be sacrificed on the day of Hakamath Mishkan, Aleph Nisan. But Moshe was incorrect. Moshe was the first type of tzaddik. Moshe was born in Zayin Adar. He was born a tzaddik, as the Medrash says. The name of Moshe Beinu, the Gemara asks in Chul Minai, Moshe Beinu La Torah, where was he hidden? Where was he hinted at? He wasn't hinted, he was mentioned in the Torah. The Gemara says that when it says the word Bishagam, and then the Parshas Noach, Bishagam is the same gematria as Moshe, that Moshe was destined to be a tzaddik from before he was born. So Moshe Beinu was born in Zayin Adar, and he would die in Zayin Adar. He was the ultimate tzaddik. But Moshe didn't view himself in that light. So in fact, Moshe was quite humble in not recognizing his true greatness. He thought he was the second type of tzaddik. He thought he only became a great person when he heard the Nevuah, when he got the first mitzvah. And now we can understand why he had thought he would die in Aleph Nisan. Because that was the day in which he was born. But in the end, it was Nadav Aviyu who died in Aleph Nisan, which was the day that they were born as well. They too were the second type of tzaddik. A tzaddik who was born as tzaddik, who came into this world as a tzaddik. The message we can take away from this is that almost nobody is a born a tzaddik. Moshe Beinu is an exception. The Vaviyu were exceptions. But we each have a chance to be reborn, to restart, to reawaken, to rediscover. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is forever giving us opportunities, second chances, and let us take advantage of these opportunities, of these moments, and drawing closer to the Bona Shalom Shibizoch, to the day that we have HaKamas Habayis, HaKamas Bayis Shlishi, with the Gula Shema Ba'amitas, Bimheir V'Yameinu, Amen V'Yameinu.